San Diego-based Cusi, CNN disinvited our journalist because we reported border wall does work. By Robert Krajcik on January 11, 2019. Cusi News, a television news outlet based in San Diego, California, said Thursday that CNN invited, and subsequently rescinded the invitation, for it to provide a reporter to give a local view of the debate surrounding the border wall and government shutdown. The San Diego-based outfit speculated on CNN's rationale for the decision. "We believe CNN declined a report from Cusi because we informed them that most Border Patrol agents we have spoken to told us the barrier does in fact work. We have continuously been told by Border Patrol agents that the barrier along the southern border helps prevent illegal entries, drugs, and weapons from entering the United States, and the numbers prove it." Cusi News shared a segment of its programming related to CNN's editorial move, writing on Twitter. Thursday morning, at CNN called the Cusi newsroom asking if a reporter could give them a local view of the debate surrounding the border wall and government shutdown. "After we informed them about our past reports, they declined to hear from us." More info, pic.twitter.com/r0sevxfm. Cusi News, at Cusi News, January 11, 2019. The transcript is below. Anna Laurel, "As a sign of the times in this debate on the shutdown, CNN asked if Cusi would provide a reporter to offer a local view of the debate, especially to learn if the wall works in San Diego." Sandra Moss, "Cusi offered our own Dan Plant, who has reported many times that the wall is not an issue here. In fact, most officials believe that it is effective. The issue we face is the migrants and the debate over their treatment." Anna Laurel, "Knowing this, CNN declined to have us on their programs, which often present the wall as not required in other places like the stretch of the Texas border the president visited earlier today. They didn't like what they heard from us." Thursday also saw CNN's Jim Acosta claim via Twitter, while placing his hands on a border wall composed of steel bars, not to see anything resembling a national emergency situation at the McAllen TX area of the border where Trump will be today. Breitbart News's Border and Cartel Chronicles Project's director and editor, Brandon Darby, noted via Twitter that Acosta's haphazard and impromptu selfie report lacked context regarding security threats in the area. "Look at the violence that happened within miles of this location within same 24 hours. Border violence at Acosta didn't even mention to his viewers." Reuters link. Brandon Darby, at Brandon Darby, January 11, 2019. Darby also assessed why news media outlets such as CNN opt against inviting him to offer analysis of border security issues. Brandon Darby, at Brandon Darby, January 11, 2019. On Thursday, Reuters reported the discovery of the charred remains of 21 people killed in a suspected gang battle in a Mexican border town adjacent to where President Donald Trump met with border security officials. Breitbart News's Ildefonso Ortiz explained in July 2015 how local politicians in border communities use misleading crime statistics to downplay the prevalence of crimes often related to Mexican criminal cartels. CNN previously marketed itself as the most trusted name in news. Its current slogan is "Facts First." Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.